This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Hugh Callis of Beverly High School, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner for the month of November. And Hugh plays football, basketball, and track in the springtime. And Hugh, congratulations on the award. I know you've had some great football seasons over in Beverly, and obviously a very exciting year this year.
Thank you. Yeah, it's quite an honor. I did not know about the award until I did get it, and I did a little bit of research and realized that yes, it's really quite an honor to be nominated and accepted as one of the few student athletes.
No, absolutely. And I know that, I mean, there's been a great number of people over the years that have won this award, and then now of course by winning this month of the month of November, you could be entered for the Athlete of the Year from the Moynihan folks and the group that selects. And let's talk about this football season. You were out for part of this year injured, and I think that impacted your team. But when it came time for the playoffs, you guys made an incredible run in the playoffs, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I got hurt during a Marblehead game, which was about the fifth game of the season. And since then, I've kind of been around, like, on the sideline cheering my team on for 2 or 3 weeks. And then I came back really to finish the season, last regular season game against Classico. We pulled out a great win, and then it was playoff time. And I kind of, like, needed a couple weeks to really get back into action, because when you get an injury to the head, you always come back feeling a little bit scared, and you don't really want to take the contact just so soon yet. And my teammates helped me, the coaches helped me, taught me through it. We went back to basics, did all the drills, and then once playoff time came, that's really when I took off.
Yeah. Now, certainly as a linebacker, you're the NEC Defensive Player of the Year this year in the conference, All-Star last year as well. So what you're talking about, that feeling of being a little wary of a hit now and then, that's what your opponents usually feel when they see you on the field, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that was a little ironic that I was feeling it. But, yeah, that's what I've been told. Defense is a huge part of the game for us, and it's basically won us around 90% of our games this year. Four-quarter comebacks, halftime comebacks, all those stuff. And as we all know, the coaches say that a lot. That offense is going to fill the stands, but defense is going to win the game. And that we've really took that to heart, and it's been proven right throughout the playoff and even in the regular season.
No, absolutely. No, you're right about that. Now, let's talk about the academic side of things, because this is a student-athlete award. So you not only do you have to do well athletically, but you have to do well academically. And I understand that you're looking to go on to college and pursue a degree in civil engineering. You haven't decided where yet, but tell us about a couple of classes maybe that you have liked or been engaged in at Beverly High School.
Yeah, a couple of classes I've loved are AP Statistics and even AP Physics. Those classes involve a lot of math and calculations, which I'm pretty good at. They require you to use your brain to the max and solve problems, not only logically, but with big numbers and long steps too. And that's really what my career is going to be based on, in civil engineering. So I really loved and enjoyed taking those classes that really challenge you.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there been a teacher at all that has also been inspiring at all to you? Probably those teachers in those classes are teachers that you like as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I took an engineering course my junior year, Ms. Schalk from Beverly. I really appreciated her. She talked to me about colleges and, like, the whole application process, and she really gave me a great insight. I also love Mr. Gruber and Ms. Mack McDonald. Those were my AP Statistics and AP Physics teachers. They really help you through it. They kind of give you an idea of what college is going to be like by challenging your mind and making every problem the hardest it can be.
Great. Well, congratulations to you for doing all that. Now, I'm going to flip back to athletics very quickly here. Last two questions. You're on the basketball team. Tell us about the basketball team this year.
The basketball team is very, well, I'd say different this year. We don't have a lot of varsity guys coming back, so we're kind of a new program right now. We have a lot of young guys, a lot of prospects. We started the year with an overtime win over Revere, which was nice. We're just going to keep getting better as the year goes on. We have a game tonight at PBD at 7. And really, my role in the basketball team is to really bring the energy. I'm not going to be the most scoring player on the team, but just like football, my role really is defense and rebounding, and just kind of bringing the energy to the court every single game. And that's what I really take pride in.
Well, with your ability to hit, Hugh, I would think the hockey team would love to have you too. Have you skated at all or not?
No, that's one of my weaknesses.
That's okay. That's fine. And finally, tell us, what do you do in spring track? What do you do there? What events are you in?
In spring track, last year I suffered an injury earlier in the season, so I was able to only compete in a few meets towards the end of the season, but that kind of worked out great anyways. Last year I did the triple jump, and I was a Salem All-Star for track, even though I only competed in three meets. I went to D2 State and won first place there and came in eighth place in All-State. So that's my best event. I also do the hurdles, the 100 hurdles, and the long jump.
Well, I know in your nomination, you're the person that nominated you say your work ethic and leadership are exemplary. I think you've kind of proven that to us in what you've been talking about here today, Hugh. And I also, as somebody that has covered your high school football games for, some of them anyways, when you're a fan and you're watching a game, you stand out on the field, and that's on the defensive side of the football and sometimes on the offensive side as well. And not everyone can do that, as you know. And so to that, you've had a great career football-wise at Beverly High School, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Hugh Callis, the November Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month winner. From Beverly High School, football player, basketball player, and, of course, performs in spring track. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.